have trapped the monster that on the module, where we can plug in the laser module into the system.
I think there'll be more of a notion of the sensors being objects, and right now the images get from the camera through a bunch of Python code that's running on it's run on the machines that are attached to the cameras, and then stuff happens in a database behind the scenes, and eventually images kind of come out behind the scenes, and a lot of stuff happens before it gets into that either phone core. And so I think there'll be a stronger notion of sensors and cameras and images as objects and data in the system proper, and more of the processing of that kind of in the system. And and then I think we'll be doing more sophisticated stuff with the cameras, such as if we're doing object tracking, then we'll have like multiple cameras kind of seeing things from different angles and figuring out 3D locations of points. And then you'll want an object to be able to know, like, this object knows where it is in 3D. It knows if it's being lasered, if it knows kind of different things. And
the object knows because it has these sensors that it's kind of like its nervous system or something.
Yeah, we're not really sure. I think I've been kind of playing with an idea of a kind of fact database which contains kind of common knowledge. Mm. Like, the world knows that this object is being lasered because some laser tracker thing kind of contributed that fact. It's like, I believe that this object is being lasered because I see that. And then everyone can ask, what are the objects being lasered with this one? Or what's going on with this one that's being lasered? And there's different ways of exposing that. Toby yesterday we were talking about it, just it'd be a property on the object. The object would have a is lasered property, which would be true or something like that. But you could tell where the provenance of that was, like who decided that it was lasered.
Oh, you could like trace it back to specific cameras, specific interpreters, specific.
Yeah. Some process decided, some process took an camera image and interpreted a dot as a laser and then put that property on that object. But I think that whole thing of like how knowledge works, how properties of objects are seen and come to be and change over time is all kind of up in the air right now.
Okay.
So practically speaking, it seems like there's a lot of situations where an object would just want to know if it's being lasered or not. But I feel like there are probably going to be other situations in which to me, the natural way to think about lasers is the same way we think about like ghost stones, more or less, in that like having a laser point on something, it seems like it's itself an object. Like the laser point is an object, because then if you point at something and then you move around or something like that, whatever environment your laser pointing in should be able to track the movement of that dot in the same way as it might track the movement of like a ghost stone on a surface, and then that part of the world would define how it wants to interpret and compute with and deal with the presence of this dot.
And if you had two cameras, then the dot would be a point in three-dimensional space.
Yeah.
Because the rays, and then it could be this kind of ephemeral object.
Yeah. So in my mind, that fits sort of nicely with the kind of implicit sense that I'm getting of what level this, like at what level this system will expose elements of the world.
Laser property is like a query on like does a laser object contact some other object?
Yeah. Is there a laser object near me?
Yeah, like a derived.
Yeah, because I mean, like if you were dealing with things on a table and you had like cards down on the table, you could there's is lasered and there's also is ghost stoned. You know, do I have a ghost stone sitting on top of me? And they're kind of analogous operations.
Yeah. because they gather all nearby points. This laser is nearby points at a distance of zero.
It's a little bit like that right now, in that every laser is individually tracked. And if you look at the laser optics database, like there's one kind of tracking document or row for each laser, which goes away when the laser goes away. It appears when the laser appears, and the X and Y mutates as you move the laser around. But it's not. There's this distinction between data, which is in a collection, and like actual objects, which tend to be physical objects. And I think that that line is something that we have to figure out, or if there is going to be a line like that, like are there just going to be virtual objects and physical objects, or is going to be such thing as data?
Is going to be such thing as what?
As data.
Like,
well, I mean, in like Smalltalk or any object-oriented programming, like everything's an object. An integer's an object.
I see.
And
meaning they all have the same properties as other objects. It isn't just like some bytes.
Yeah, meaning that they have some protocol where you can send the messages and they respond to the messages.
Of course, I think it's we're using the term object in a different kind of way than Smalltalk. In that Smalltalk, everything could be an object because there's a lot of flexibility in terms of, you know, arrays and numbers all made sense as objects. But in our system, object carries the additional weight of usually meaning like an object.
Yeah. But then there's this other thing where we want to be able to capture physical objects, like take a photo of a whiteboard, like an active whiteboard, and then you have like this piece of paper that has the contents of the whiteboard mirrored in a dynamic way. And so those things on that piece of paper are kind of virtual mirrors of physical objects. Like, are they virtual objects? What happens when you get rid of the physical whiteboard? Now you have these virtual working things on a piece of paper that have no physical reference anymore. Are those virtual objects?
And the analogy here is like a laser is a real thing in the world. It's like light coming off of a thing, but it's also ephemeral. Like it's going to show up and disappear, just like in a way that feels a little different than this being here.
But it does feel very similar to a ghost note, for example. If you can just take out of your pocket and put out in the world, and then you put it back in your pocket, and now it's no longer in the world. All you can do is notice when it's there. And actually, like,
it's kind of like a marker or something. Seems like a natural word for it is like a something which kind of has some elements of physicality in that it's, you know, it's spatialized and it has an appearance and whatnot. But we don't attach the same kinds of expectations of persistence in the system to it as we do to most objects.
But then sort of the labor also pushes kind of the boundaries of objectness in interesting ways too. What about like what's like other gestures, like what's pointing?
Yeah.
If I pop, is that an object? If I top, is that an object? So every word an object. You know what I mean? Like what's the, you know, what the like laser is kind of like messy, discrete, but it kind of because it has this immateriality, it kind of points. Like kind of you can follow this gradient of like weirder places. And when you do eventually want to be able to incorporate things like speech and pointing.
I think those are series of events over time which can be interpreted. You can ascribe meaning to an image or a video of somebody pointing, or a recording of an audio of somebody speaking. And then I don't think that that interpretation is necessarily an object. It's I think that's a thought.
It's like a process or something.
A thought in the system.
Is it a command? Or, I mean, because you're communicating with the system to have the system respond or have objects respond or to react, right? And then the laser's doing that as well.